What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show today. We're talking with David over at United We Strike. And David, the reason that all of this stuff is coming out, the iPhone tracks your locations, the Android tracks your locations, TomTom is feeding your speeding information to the police, has nothing to do with actually keeping an eye on us. The government just doesn't have that many people to do it. It's a psychological play to try and get us to stop talking with each other, and to stop relying on the internet and social networks for our news. It's not working, of course, but they're going to keep on trying that. And the reason for that, it's trying to force us back into dependency on the corporate-controlled media. And it was kind of weird because yesterday, I was just driving down to get some gas in that piece of crud from Tennessee that I drive, and I was listening to the radio, to the local jazz station. And they were out there saying, oh, yeah, studies have shown that you're going to get more accurate news from the Drudge Report than you will ever from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. And it doesn't get more obvious than that. They're trying to basically drive the masses back to the controlled media, and they're trying to figure out some way to get us to stop talking with each other. Because when we talk with each other and we come to understand that the entire population shares these concerns about what's going on, then when the media comes out and says, oh, yes, 65% of America agree with President Obama's decision not to release any photos of the bin Laden body, we know that that's a joke. We know it's a lie because our friends are saying, yeah, this thing stinks. It's just funny as, you know, it's weird. And we know the government is lying about this stuff. So that's the reason. I mean, if the government really wanted to surveil us, they wouldn't let us know. You know, we're being, it's being advertised, we are watching you, and you dare not get together with your fellow American to discuss what is going on with the government. In the years leading up to the American Revolution, there was something called the Liberty Tree, and it was simply a tree where, by mutual accord, everybody would post their writings and their notices for other people to read. Well, that's what the internet has become, is the new version of the Liberty Tree. But whereas the British were able to find and chop down the Liberty Tree, and it would take a while for a new one to be agreed on, there's no way to chop down the entire internet, especially because so much commerce now depends on it. And so what they're trying to do is to scare you away from going to the Liberty Tree and finding out what's really going on. And again, it's another indication of just how afraid the government is of the alternative media, of the blogosphere, and simply of the American people talking with each other and saying, you know, this is pretty screwed up the way things are right now.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. It isn't about the surveillance. You know, the fact is they're trying to break our will, break our spirit, make us afraid to resist. And it's
well,
nonsense.
You know what they're really doing? They're pissing us off.
You got that right.
It isn't working.
It's backfiring. It's all blowback. You know, everything that they
do.
You know, they're
I'm not afraid. I'm angry. I am mad. I am furious. And by the way, remember the story we covered the other day? People are beating up those TSA workers. The media won't admit it, but it's happening. And the TSA workers are saying, they're being mean to us. Yeah, you deserve it. When you grab my daughter's crotch, you're going to get the crap pounded out of you.
You know, it's only the beginning. It's only going to strengthen our resolve. But we've got to start, you know, really interfacing with people in our local communities because when this does fall, we're going to have to build this back up from the ground up, you know, with the sovereign.
Absolutely.
The top.
Absolutely.
And if we don't
the community.
At the community level, it will not work. We cannot fix this top down. We can fix this bottom up, you know, by growing a strong, stable foundation, and we can make this country back into what the founding fathers intended. You know, we can have liberty and justice and equality for all.
Who needs a top? You talk about a top. Who needs a top? If you have a good community around you that is supplying all of your needs within that community, why do you need a big national top? The only reason for a big national top is to go out and make war on somebody, and I think we've had enough of that. This centralization, this globalism, it's a bad decision. It's a bad direction. We need to reverse it. I think we're in commercial time. There we are. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. David, thank you for the call. Back with more calls in a minute.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going right back to the phones. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Andrea, are you there? Okay. Can we switch over to Clint in Nevada? Clint, are you there? Aloha.
Over to me. there's a couple things I wanted to bring up. First off, we got to jump on the Huffington Report, the good, honest media outlet. And if you post anything that challenges the Bin Laden scam or anything like that, you are censored. And if you post anything that says something like, well, us Democrats got them, and because the Republicans couldn't kill them, that will be posted.
Boy, and that's pretty amazing right there. I already knew about the first part because Huffington Post has definitely drunk the Kool-Aid about Bin Laden was killed last Sunday, and they're out there pushing that. And when you go out, and I remember I posted a comment pointing out a very obvious and very real factual error that they made in their reporting, and yeah, my comment was erased immediately. So I'm noticing all around the web that the corporate media outlets that are carrying the Kool-Aid on the dead Bin Laden, or more accurately, the Bin Laden was killed a week ago. Commenting is either disabled entirely, or there's some strange technical problems that keep certain people from being able to complete their posting. And I've seen a couple of websites like that where it looks like you're able to post, but when you actually get in there, and as soon as it sees who you are, technical issues start showing up, you know, and you get script error this and all the rest of it. And it's just basically it's a way of trying to keep you from getting your opinion onto their website. Not that we need it. I mean, our readership over here at WhatReallyHappened.com has just gone right through the roof these last couple of days. And certainly, I think the fact that the Rasmussen poll is confirming that Obama's approval rating has gone back into a decline, and opposition against the war in Afghanistan is at an all-time high, even within the Democrats themselves, tells us that in this propaganda war, the truth won out and the lies are going down in flames. And again, pat yourselves on the back for that one, because this was definitely a fistfight for the truth.
It kind of exposes, though, Mike, the resources that have to go into censoring people like us. And, you know, and stuff like that. One other thing I wanted to bring up, I was up on Mount Trust, and you said there was only snowing in northern Arizona.
I didn't use the word only.
I want to report to the American people, it's snowing like bangers up there on Mount Charleston, just outside of Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's Area 51. That's where they have the UFOs, like, and all that other nonsense.
Hey, it's snowing. I'm making a check out to, you know, Al Gore's carbon taxes right now. Maybe we can stop that next year.
Send me pictures. Send me pictures of the snow if you can, okay?
I'll be happy to. I'll let you
go. All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to switch back to Andre in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. First of all, I know you don't believe in violence, but ever so often you will make the statement, if the people don't do something now, it's only going to get worse. Everything's going to get worse. What is that something you're looking for people to do? Go, Cairo?
Well, for one thing, to stand up and every time somebody in a political speech or somebody on the media states something that is an outright fraud, just stand up there and scream, you're full of it. You're lying. We don't believe you anymore. And, you know, stop showing up at their political gatherings. Stop accepting their money to be a phony audience in these town hall meetings. Stop filling out paperwork. Stop paying for all this nonsense. You know, what Karen Tostado and David are trying to do is key, a national strike can actually bring down this country. I mean, it worked for Gandhi, and we need to do that here. And I'll tell you why. I mean, they're over there in Washington, D.C., arguing back and forth about raising the debt ceiling and plunging all the taxpayers even further into debt slavery. But the United States is also home to trillions of dollars of foreign investment capital that is kept here, even though we actually don't make anything worth, you know, buying anymore. But it's kept here with this promise that no matter what happens, the American taxpayer will be forced to cover all the losses. That's what was demonstrated by George Bush during the SNL bailout, George Bush Sr. That's what has been happening with all this TARP and all these other bailouts. It is a message to the rich people of the world. You can put your money in the United States. If you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, we'll make the taxpayers make good on it all. That is fascism. When the American people go on a national strike and simply say, I refuse to be part of the system any longer, those foreign investors are going to get the message that we, the American people, are not going to continue to sacrifice our standard of living and the futures of our children to make good on reckless investments on their behalf. And when they get that message, they'll start looking for a safer place for their money, and they'll start pulling it out of the American financial system, and the banks and Wall Street will come crashing down. They'll take the federal government with it. That is the important lesson to understand from history, and this is why the federal government is so terrified of the American people. They're not worried about a violent revolution in the streets because the U.S. government would win that. They've got all the bombs and gas and portable pain rays and all the rest of that. What they're afraid of is the American people saying, we're not going to cover the losses of financial investors anymore. We're not going to pay for the gambling debts of the money junkies. Because a real revolution in this country does not have to march into Washington, D.C., does not have to conquer the American military to prevail. All it has to do is be seen to survive, and the foreign investors will pull their money out of the American banking system, and the whole thing will come crashing down. That foreign debt is the knife at the jugular vein of the federal government of the United States of America. And that's why they're so afraid. That's what I mean when I say Americans need to do something. You need to stop being part of the system. Because when that message goes out, we won't pay for the losses anymore. When that message goes out and it is heard, the foreign bankers and investors who've parked their money inside the United States, they'll bring the country down for us.
Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Have a good one. All right. I think the phone lines are empty at the morning. Have I missed anybody? I don't think so. All clear. All right. Here we are. Now, getting back to this fear-mongering by the U.S. government to make sure, oh, go on working and paying for everything because the terrorists are out there. The U.S. government is now trying to sort of get ahead of the football. It's not enough that they've got all the TV networks and newspapers throwing dead Bin Ladens at you or dead Osamas. There's a name for a punk band, the Dead Osamas. What they want to do now is they want to get on your cell phones. They're now coming up with a system where they're going to send the terror alerts directly to your cell phone. So you'll be talking to your girlfriend and the things, and their phone will say, oh, be afraid, be afraid. The flying saucer people are coming to get you. Whatever the hoax is going to be this next time, because they've just given away their best terror monster mask, the paper mache mask soaked in kerosene and set on fire. They've thrown that one away to try and get Obama reelected, and it didn't work. So they'll come up with a new, big, ugly villain. And they want to make sure that they can turn your cell phones. Not enough that your cell phone is spying on you and listening on you and reporting your position to the government. Now that cell phone is going to become a government-controlled propaganda device to say, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, constantly all day long. And we will basically tune it out the way we have tuned out the same kind of messages we're getting from The View and the TV networks and the rest of it. But I mean, that again is a measure of their fear and desperation to try and somehow entrap you and enslave you in a web of manufactured fear so that you'll be psychologically dependent on them. And as I have been saying for quite some time right now, the problem with a government, once it uses fear to control its own population, it is doomed. Because those neurotransmitters in the brain that signal fear, they're not inexhaustible. Fear is very tiring. It's exhausting. And when those neurotransmitters run out, you simply stop being afraid. Remember what we saw when we were watching the revolution in Egypt, and we kept hearing the same thing over and over again, that we just lost our fear. We just woke up, and all of a sudden, we weren't afraid anymore. And that's what happens. The brain runs out of the neurotransmitters that signal fear, and all that's left is rage. And that's where we are in the United States of America. It's not a question of being brave or courageous. We just can't feel afraid any longer. It's burned out of us. We're exhausted by the fear, and all that's left is the anger and rage. We couldn't feel afraid if we wanted to. It's just not there any longer. And putting booga booga scary monsters on our cell phones is not going to change that. The U.S. government has played the fear card, and it was a busted flush. And just raising on that busted flush isn't going to work any more than trying to raise on the busted flush of, oh, gee, we got Bin Laden a week ago. That's not working either. All righty. So, let's see. Now, one of the booga-boogas that the U.S. government is trying to scare us with is the anthrax attack on a train. And this is why we have to grope you and fondle you and make sure that you're not bringing anthrax onto the train. When we come back from this next commercial break, which is coming up here in about 30 seconds, I'm going to go into detail about why all of this is a hoax. And not only now, but why any supposed terror attack involving anthrax is a manufactured fraud. And it has to do with the nature of weaponized anthrax itself and how it can be used and how it cannot be used and why this is just another load of USDA choice bovine excrement hurled at you in a desperate ploy to try and get you to be trembling and say, please, Big Daddy government, save me. Save me from the bad evil people. So we're going to take a break here for another couple of commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manny's still in the control room. Answering the phones. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And one of the justifications that is being put forward for this new plan to put the crotch grabbers onto the train stations and the bus platforms is that supposedly in the computer files, like he didn't have them encrypted, of Osama bin Laden that was found in the compound, there is a plan to attack the American railroad system. Now, I understood it was originally reported they wanted to attack the rails, but somehow the story has mutated, and now it's an anthrax attack on the trains. Okay, now, first of all, crotch grabbers are not going to stop anthrax from getting on a train any more than they currently stop cocaine from getting on a train. By the way, interesting little side story. Apparently the cops busted somebody for cocaine, had him in jail 4 days before they realized what he'd actually had was flour for tortillas. Apparently the lab messed up. So with that demonstrated proficiency, the idea that they could actually stop anthrax on the train is nonsense. It's just another jobs program for people who got kicked out of the Catholic Church to go over to the train station and start grabbing more crotches again and not get arrested for it. Now, anthrax. You hear a lot about anthrax in the media. Anthrax letters, anthrax on the trains, anthrax attacks, blah, 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 blah. And it sounds really good because scary. Ooh, anthrax, bad stuff. But you need to understand the nature of weaponized anthrax itself. Anthrax is actually not a good weapon for a terrorist. because of a factor called secondary communicability. If you inhale the spores of weaponized anthrax, you will get respiratory anthrax. You'll get very sick. You will need a lot of care to take care of you. But you will not infect anybody around you. It's for this reason anthrax has been developed as a battlefield biological weapon. You fly over the enemy army, you spray the stuff in the air, they breathe it in, they get too sick to fight, but you don't have to worry about a runaway contagion sweeping all this very expensive real estate that you're in the process of conquering. Anthrax is a battlefield weapon with no, or rather low, secondary communicability. That's what makes it ideal for battlefield use. You spray it on this piece of real estate, they get sick, and that's the end of it. Terrorists don't want that. They don't have fleets of aircraft to spray anthrax all over an entire city. That's something only nation states have. A true terrorist biological attack is going to involve something that has a high degree of secondary contagion so that the target population does the work of infecting itself. You go into a convention center or a church or a post office or any place where people are coming and going constantly, and you spray them there with something that is highly infectious, a flu vaccine, bubonic plague. I guess they got some out in New Mexico or something. Ebola, something like that. And they go out, and they're still feeling fine, even though they're starting to basically shed virus particles. And they infect other people, and those people go out and infect other people. That's high secondary communicability, and that is the ideal strategy for a true terrorist biological attack, because you only need a few points of initial infection to kick it off, and you can infect an entire country. That is biological terror. Anthrax can't do that. Anthrax won't do that. It's designed not to. So, anthrax is a lousy weapon for a real terror attack, but it's an ideal weapon for a fake terror attack by a government that's willing to kill off a few hundred people to make a point, but doesn't want to have to worry about actually wrecking, you know, some very expensive real estate and making it permanently uninhabitable. So that's why the media is always waving anthrax at you. They're training you to respond to anthrax by saying, ooh, anthrax, terror attack. It isn't. It's a fake. Weaponized anthrax is designed to fake a terror attack, but keep it under control. And by the way, the least bit of moisture will absolutely render weaponized anthrax virtually unusable. Because if the particles are not dry and fine enough to float on the air, then they just sit down on the ground. And if you get contact anthrax just by touching it, that's mild. That's minor. Little denatured alcohol, you can pretty much kill that off. Weaponized anthrax is a very, very delicate material. Probably the most anhydrous material you're ever going to meet short of lunar soil. So it's being promoted as a weapon of terror, even though it is very poorly suited for real terror. But it's absolutely perfect for faking a terror attack. Oh, we've got anthrax in Chicago. Thank goodness it doesn't spread any further than that. All righty, we're going to go to Jeff in Washington, D.C. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to go back a little bit about the cameras and the laptops. And I just threw up an article on there going back to a 2007 Apple patent that references back even further to a June 2004 patent where they were talking about moving the EyeSight camera to the middle of the laptop screen embedded in between the cells of the LCD cells. And
okay, well, I could see some advantages to that because, you know, right now when you do that talking over the Internet, you're not looking at the people you're talking at. So I can understand the marketing press behind that one.
That's exactly how they were talking about it in their marketing efforts, was that was the annoyance factor, that people are trying to talk back and forth. But the problem with it being embedded in the screen is that there's no way for you to know whether it's on or off. You can't really tell. Sort of the way with the cameras now, typically, I mean, I'm sure they could disable the light feature so you know that it's actually on.
Yeah, it's kind of a fine refinement. We got to let you go. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
if I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And if they could get it to work, I think a webcam that's in the middle of your screen would be kind of cool. I get a lot of emails from people all the time that say, I'm not actually looking at the camera enough. And I'm obviously looking off at my various displays and whatnot. But I can understand why they probably ran into some problems making it work, because in order to make it small enough to not be visible on the screen, you run up against something called the diffraction limit of the objective element. And so I understand why that may not have worked out very well. Even a pinhole camera, there has to be a minimum size of the pinhole, or you get all kinds of interference problems and so forth and so on. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the economy now, because obviously that is a big part of what the U.S. government is hoping you're not paying attention to and talking about. While they wag the dead Osama at you and say, ooh, booga booga, Pakistan bad, anthrax. And really the degree of hysteria coming from the federal government and the corporate media is in and of itself an indicator of just how fragile things have become and how desperate they are to cling to power and to their and to the money. The money junkies are getting worried. They don't know where the next fix is coming from. So according to real estate information tracking organization Zillow, 28% of American homeowners' mortgages are underwater. By that we mean more money is owed to the magic of compound interest on the mortgage than the property is actually worth. Now remember, people get sucked into these mortgages and they wind up paying to the bank 2, 3, 4 times what the house itself actually costs in interest over 30 years. And they go along with that because they're told by the time they're ready to retire, the house will have increased in value enough to more than offset all the money that you paid in interest to the bank. I mean, let me back up on that one just a little bit more in case you're not exactly sure how this works. Let's say that you have a house that is $100,000 and you go and you get a mortgage for 30 years. At the end of that 30 years, you will have paid back the $100,000 that went to the men and materials to actually build the house itself, and you will pay 3 or 4 or sometimes 5 times as much, $500,000 in interest payments to the bank. What did the bank do to earn that money? Did they build the house? No. All they did was run a printing press. All they did was give you the use of these pretty printed pieces of paper. It's just ink and paper is all it is. And they gave you the use of that to get into the house, in exchange for which you will give the bank 3 to 4 to 5 times as much money as the house itself actually cost. That's the wonders of compound interest and why so many ancient civilizations banned it, including early Christianity, I might add. So Americans get suckered into this situation of giving the bank 5 times as much as the house costs to move into the house, because the bank says, don't worry, the house will increase in value, and it will increase in value faster than the interest payments. And when you're ready to retire, the house will be worth at least $500,000, maybe $750,000. You'll make money on the deal. You'll have equity. Well, that was the big lie, and it didn't work out because the banks are still owed their 3 to 4 to 5 times the purchase price of the house, and the house is not worth any more than when it was purchased. The property values are still going down. Home values have seen the biggest drop this year since 2008. 28% of American mortgages, and that includes mortgages that people have been making payments on for 20 years already, 28%, almost one-third of mortgages are underwater. One-third, almost one-third of homeowners owe more money to the bank and mortgage company than the property they purchased is actually worth. People are going to just start walking away from this. They're voluntary foreclosure. Just go to the bank, say, here are the keys, it's yours. I'm better off just renting. It's just absolutely insane out there. The economy, it's crashing right now, and all the media propaganda and distraction to convince you everything's fine, don't worry about it. And the reason is very, very simple. The U.S. government, in order to set Americans up to have their homes taken by the banks in order to cover the losses from having to buy back all those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, gave corporations tax credits that encouraged offshoring of American jobs to other countries. According to the Hackett Group, this actually increased under Barack Obama. So much for hope and change. And it was a short-term fix to an emergency situation. The banks are in trouble. Wall Street got caught in the biggest financial swindle in history. And the U.S. government said, well, the only way we can deal with that is we can't throw our good buddies in Wall Street in prison. So we're going to throw all the jobs out of the country so that people can't make their mortgage payments, then the banks can take those homes, put them on the balance sheets, and stay solvent, even though trillions and trillions of dollars are having to go out of the country to Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank and the Bank of Libya and everybody who bought these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities so that our buds in Wall Street don't have to go to jail. Because gosh darn it, we can't go the way they did in Iceland, where they threw the bankers in jail and fired the government. Heavens to Betsy, what would the money junkies do then? And now, of course, and even though the mess from the mortgage-backed security fraud is still far from being cleaned up and resolved, the jobs are gone. And American personal income is still in a rut. Wall Street's trying to figure out how they can get more money out of the American people. The U.S. government's trying to figure how they can get more money out of the American people, and the American people don't have any money because they took the jobs away. The U.S. government took your jobs so the banks could take your homes to cover the losses from the fraud. And now here we are. The nation is broke. The jobs are gone. The manufacturing is gone. And the government's standing around scratching their heads and saying, well, what do we do now? Let's wave bin Laden at them. Let's wave anthrax at them. Maybe that'll make them all forget about all this other stuff as we head into the election. Interesting statistic. Gallup poll is saying 52% of Republicans think it's time for a third political party, which is what the Tea Party was supposed to be, and it may yet be, because we're hearing that the Tea Party has come to understand that they got hijacked by the Republicans. They got dazzled by Sarah Palin's celebrity, and they let themselves get used. And they're getting rid of these GOP connections, and they're going back to being independent of any of the existing political parties. So they're probably going to be a major factor going into 2012. This country did not start out with two parties. This country started out with dozens and dozens of parties. The only reason we have a two-party system was for the convenience of the corporations. So they only had to bribe two candidates ahead of every election in order to bypass and subvert the will of the voters. In the good old days, you'd have to hand out bribes to five, six, seven, eight candidates. Where's the fun in that? So the two-party system is designed to make it look like we still have some kind of a choice while saving the corporations more money because they only have to bribe two candidates ahead of the election to completely counter the will of the people here. Import prices in the United States of America have climbed at double-digit rates over the last year. Now, what they're really saying is the dollar's worth is plunging at double-digit rates over the last year. The imports are still the imports. A gallon of gas is still a gallon of gas. A bushel of wheat is still a bushel of wheat. They're not changing. What's changing is the dollar. Even Iran is coming out now and saying that it is these paper dollars coming out of the private central banks that are simply printed up at will by this legalized counterfeiting operation that are destroying the global economy. And they're right up to the point in that Iran is still not acknowledging the mortgage-backed security fraud, which is the biggest financial swindle in history. I think it's gone way past the Great South Seas Company bubble burst of 1721 here. The United States and China are in negotiations regarding the trade surpluses. China is saying, you've got to stop all of these import controls so we can sell products into your country. And the U.S. is saying, look, you've got to buy as much as you sell to the United States of America. And China said, we will. What do you make? And there's a very long silence from the other side of the negotiating table, which is why we have Donald Trump out here screaming about those MFers over there in China and how bad and evil they are, and those MFers in Saudi Arabia and how dare they raise the price of gasoline. They're not raising the price of gasoline. The dollar is dropping in value, so you got to pay more of it to do the exchange here. And Donald Trump and the media, they're out there trying to find a villain to blame. And the villain is right here in Washington, D.C., and right in Wall Street. They are the authors of the devastation of this country. The money junkies took over, they looted the country, and now we're all riding this roller coaster down into the dark regions. PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund, Bill Gross, the manager of PIMCO, is increasing his hedge against U.S. government debt. In other words, PIMCO, which is this huge financial institution, is betting that the U.S. government is going to default on their debt. And I know this is how hedge fund managers make their billions and billions of dollars, but it's an indicator that the actual confidence of the Wall Street players in the U.S. government to resolve its financial problems is declining rapidly. Now, Boehner is out there screaming and yelling about how it's irresponsible to allow the default. Well, it was irresponsible to go out there and borrow a ton of money not knowing that you could pay it back and just saying, oh, well, you know, some future administration will have to sort this out. And for almost 100 years, we've had that. Borrow, let the next president worry about it. Borrow, let the next Congress solve the problem. Borrow, we'll let somebody else take care of it. We just want to borrow and spend it right now because that's how we get rich and that's how we buy votes. And we'll just flog the taxpayers harder because that's what the serfs are for. Boehner's out there saying, you know, we will allow the debt ceiling to go up as long as there's trillions in spending cuts. And you know he's not talking about cutting the money for the wars. He's certainly not talking about cutting the money for Israel. You talk to anybody in Washington, D.C., and they'll tell you, oh, cutting Israel's money, that's off the table. We can't even talk about that and hang on to our job next election. So they're not going to cut the budget for war. They're not going to cut the budget for Israel. They can't cut the budget for Wall Street because without those trillions in bailouts, Wall Street will collapse. And so where are they going to cut the trillions in spending? The roads, the schools, the hospitals, health care. They're cutting everything that we, the American people, actually pay taxes to get. And the spending is going for all the things that we, the American people, really don't approve of or agree with. So, I noticed that in all this screaming about balancing the budget and raising the debt ceiling and trillions in saving, that nobody is going back and saying, let's find exactly who it was who got those trillions of dollars that went missing from the Pentagon that was announced the day before 9/11. You know, $2.3 trillion announced then, another trillion a little earlier than that. $3 trillion, even by Washington, D.C. standards, that's a lot of money. Where did it go? Why can't we go find what happened to it? Or is it like the tens of the hundreds of millions that were taken out of American Express's computers in the World Trade Towers just before the buildings collapsed? We're not supposed to go look for that money. It's impolite. It's a threat to national security. It may even be anti-Semitic. Well, I know where a big chunk of those Pentagon trillions went because, remember, it wasn't all that long ago the Pentagon launched an investigation into inappropriate use of taxpayer-funded computers by the Pentagon, and they found that some Pentagon employees had been buying online child pornography. About 5,200 Pentagon employees, and then they quit the investigation. Yes, we found a problem. I think we ought to just let this one go away. So now, I have no idea what online porno costs, but if you got 5,200 Pentagon employees on the taxpayers' tab, I guess you could spend $1 trillion doing that. Speaking of trillions of dollars, it's been announced by industry insiders that ATM fees may soon be raised to $5. It will cost you $5 to get your own money back. Okay? Good reason to quit using the banks altogether. You know, the banks are really feeling the pinch. The harder Americans work to get out of debt, the less money the banks have to play with, the less profit the banks are making, the less control over our lives the banks have. The only way the bankers can keep us under their control is to somehow keep us in debt, hit us with more fees, crash the economy even more, get the U.S. government to borrow from the banks on behalf of the American people and keep us debt slaves that way. Without debt slavery, the Federal Reserve cannot exist. It doesn't matter how hard you work to be free. By design, the Federal Reserve system and the federal government must keep you a slave to debt or the economic system quits working. That is the trap of a debt-based monetary system, and it's the reason why the founding fathers of the United States of America fought a revolution and established a value-based monetary system without a private central bank, because they wanted to be free. And three times, because of corrupt politicians, the U.S. taxpayer has been sold back into the debt slavery of a private central bank. And all three times, the private central bank and its debt slavery have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. We've had presidents in the past who had the courage to stand up to the banks and get rid of them. Where is the leader who will get rid of the current abomination and enslavement tool on the American people? I know Ron Paul's talking about it. I hope he's got his Kevlar undies on here. All right. Boy, how time flies when we're having fun. We're almost out of time on the show here. I want to talk very quickly about Fukushima. If you look carefully at photographs of the Fukushima reactor complex and you look at building number 4, housing reactor number 4, it's leaning to one side. It's getting ready to collapse. Now, that pressure vessel that's inside it is intact and is not a problem. But there's that spent fuel rod cooling pool, which we now are finding out actually has more of the spent fuel rods in it than any of the other cooling pools anywhere in that complex. And it's just, it's got cooling, it's fuel rods from 3 reactors have been shoved into that pool. And they're having a hard time keeping that thing under control. If that building falls over and collapses, then it's just going to be all over the ground there, including all the plutonium that's inside those fuel rods. This is the reason they're not able to keep cooling liquid inside that cooling pool. So from day one, it's cracked, it's leaking. The whole building is leaning. You can see it clearly on the photographs. Now, Japan has finally come to terms with what's going on. They have scrapped plans for all new nuclear plants. This is why... Are we on commercial break yet? Okay, all right. This is why General Electric and the nuclear power industry as a whole have been just pushing the media to say it's not a problem. Don't test. Don't worry about radiation. They're looking at billions of dollars in lost future sales of reactors. And it's happening. Japan was sort of the case study for a nation gone nuclear. And now Japan is saying, no more. We've had it. We're doing enough. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We were talking briefly about Fukushima and the situation over there. The United States and Canada have both announced they're just not going to bother doing any more radiation monitoring because they just sort of know from, I guess, Miss Cleo and their Ouija boards that it's really just not an issue and we don't need to test because, you know, those numbers just upset the serfs, and we really need to keep the people's focus on going after Pakistan and conquering Mideast oil and squirting out new soldiers for the next generation of endless war and just, you know, going on sacrificing everything that they earn in order to save Wall Street from having to go to prison and everything. And all this nonsense about, you know, oil in the Gulf and radiation in the Pacific, it just muddles their poor little heads, and we're not going to do that anymore. Meanwhile, the actual numbers from Japan are not looking good at all. Earlier, end of last week, TEPCO finally opened the physical building for reactor number one and sent a work crew inside. The goal was to vent the building of radiation so they could go in there and start working on a secondary cooling system to try and get the reactor back under control. When they entered the building, the radiation levels were so high that workers are going to get a year's maximum permissible exposure after only 10 minutes. And they decided they couldn't vent the building. The radiation was that high inside it. So they've closed it all back up, and they're not exactly sure what they're going to do about it. We're still trying to find out all the details about the fire and explosion on May 8th. We're hearing indications that the spent fuel rod pool for reactor number 3, the one that had more plutonium than the others, just basically got scattered all over the site there. Now we're looking at a possibility of the building of reactor number 4 collapsing, which is going to add that spent fuel rod pool contents to the... It's getting worse. It's just getting worse. Meanwhile, over here in the middle of the United States of America, the flooding is just amazing. And by the way, Clint in Nevada just sent me a couple of photographs of the snow that's falling in Nevada right now. This is May 10th. We're into spring. We're already supposed to be into, like, flowers and birds and everything. There's snow falling in Nevada and Arizona right now. And I'm hammering this point because everyone's talking about all these floodwaters all over the southern United States. And, yeah, it's a major disaster. Where did it all come from? It came from all the snow. Remember last fall the global warming nuts were saying, oh, it's going to be a mild winter. All this floodwater that is just pounding the United States of America right now came from all the snow that the global warming people said wasn't going to happen. So when we do get into the warmer weather in June and July and August, and the carbon Nazis are coming back asking for access to your wallet to save the world from global warming, you remember the harsh winter, 3 harsh winters in a row, and the massive flooding caused when all this snow they insisted was a thing of the past melted. Meanwhile, down in the Gulf of Mexico, they're starting to notice the fish are sick. The fish are coming out of the Gulf of Mexico showing, you know, fin rot, liver, blood clots, health problems, skin lesions. You certainly wouldn't want to eat that. And everybody's trying to go around and say, boy, I wonder what caused this. Couldn't be the oil spill. Barack Obama said the Gulf of Mexico was safe last July, and he would never lie to us. But the fish are still coming out of the Gulf very sick. And I think I'm hearing music, and I think it's the end of our show, and we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay angry, hug your loved ones, and aloha, America.
Gold, ever clear.